We have major Black Adam news and then the implications to the DCU therein. The Joker is definitely getting a sequel, unless it's definitely not. And the cry to release the Snyder Cut has become too loud to ignore. Today on DC Movie News!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
The Great Hall of the Justice League.
Whoa!
Yes! I want to know what that look was for.
What did you want to go?
You were doing a great read. You're knocking it out of the park. And she looks at me like this. She goes...
Well, because you're killing it. And Breathy McBreathster over here decides to go...
I'm sorry, right, my sinuses were killing me.
Oh, my goodness, guys.
I've got bad sinuses. It's terrible this time of year.
I apologize
like
for you, what you may have stumbled
so
into.
Loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Adam was doing his thing. He was talking about all the amazing DC things we're talking about today.
I was fine, guys. I was focused. You guys were like tweeting
away.
I
don't need this.
Oh, there he goes. Well, we almost had everyone here today. Somebody, okay. Oh, wow.
See how easy that is? It almost took off.
We started again.
I feel embarrassed. I feel like you guys walked in on a holiday squabble. It is that week. Family comes to town.
Oh,
we got some of the OG DC DC movie news family here now.
Yes,
this is a rare sight, a rare thing. I'm happy to be here with Mike Kalinowski. How are you?
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon.
So good to see. I like your whole sort of Winter Soldier outfit you got going on right now.
This is my
In Civil War, I think.
Yes, I've been sweating working for the past 3 hours. I told Roxy because we talked, she's like, Mike, can you do like Fridays later if we just push like a half hour later? I was like, yeah, but I'm doing this work thing and I can never have my hair combed and stuff. And she's like, so? So this is bum Mike.
That's actually not what was said.
Yes, it was. Oh, okay. What was said, Rox? Let's hear it.
There's a lot of weird...
We're starting off on
I feel like
good
mom and dad
today.
Are fighting, and I don't know why. I don't know why. You see her all the time, everywhere, every day. Collider Live.
True.
This time, DC Movie News, selling marijuana and Cadillacs to Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. Roxy Stryer, the crown jewel of DC Movie News, is here.
What an honor that would be to sell marijuana to Snoop and Martha Stewart. Yes.
Yeah.
And hopefully the strain would be some DC name.
And Cadillacs.
Yeah, very true. Happy to be here. I can't believe that we have all three of us for this massive DC News Week. Every single day, the biggest headline in movie news or TV news of the day was a DC topic this week. Every single day.
Yeah, that is damn true. We have three major things to talk about today. Obviously, involving Black Adam. Obviously, involving a lot of talk about Joker, where that's at. And this crazy news with releasing the Snyder Cut, to which our producer Ryan in the booth has written an article on the subject.
Yes.
And I can't wait to bring him into that discussion as well.
I feel like also huge news, Henry Cavill, who says that the suit is
still
in his closet.
Oh my God, yes,
closet.
Of course. Oh my God. And so in a week with this, that's the minor news, is that like Henry Cavill's not just calling for release the Snyder Cut, but he's also like talking Superman smack.
It's still in my closet. I'm still Superman.
Oof.
You are?
Oof.
What just happened? So yeah, Adam, we got a ton to break down.
Okay, I want to get right into it because I know part of this Mikey is unaware of because it's kind of fresh. So let's talk some Black Adam stuff. All right, so Dwayne The Rock Johnson is promoting the new Jumanji film.
Yeah, so this was actually cool because Brandon Davis from comicbook.com, who's a friend of mine, whose birthday it actually was yesterday, got this exclusive scoop from The Rock.
What?
Yeah, all very exciting.
So please
stuff.
Speak to this, Roxy. Please talk about
so
this.
So Brandon sat down with The Rock and Kevin Hart, and they revealed a couple of different things, actually. The Rock, number one, says that the JSA is going to be introduced in Black Adam.
Okay, so...
Which is crazy.
Slowing down right there. When he says this to Kevin Hart, has Kevin Hart been already informed? Does he know to play along? Or can he say JSA to Kevin Hart and he knows what he's talking about?
I have no idea.
Right there, I'm just curious about that.
I don't know. Kevin Hart obviously knows a little bit because Kevin Hart said he wants to be in this movie. And Black Adam says, I don't know. or The Rock says, maybe the JSA has a pet, an animal. You can play that.
Yeah.
Like, what? So Kevin Hart must have known something. Come on.
Yeah, because originally I think Kevin Hart said he wanted to be Black Adam's sidekick.
Yeah.
And then Rock was like, no, he doesn't have a sidekick.
No, you can play one of the pets of the JSA. Like,
Mike,
what?
Mike, you got to talk to me about this. Hearing it's JSA, we've been talking about what kind of other characters you can see in Black Adam. A lot of people were calling for Dr. Fate because it makes sense.
Yeah.
Isis, you know, Hawk people, Thanagarians, because we don't know if this is set in a different time or what.
Right, yeah.
But to hear him say, JSA, just to get me to now I'm going to go see Jumanji off that. Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, didn't you say you were going to read what they
said? That was,
I just saw the headline this morning before.
I will tell you this other quote from Hiram Garcia, who is a producer on Jumanji and is also a producer of Black Adam. Because right now we have certain things going on with Joker. We know where our Wonder Woman's at. We know what Matt Reeves doing. This is a big quote from the producer, The Rock's producer, about what they're doing with their corner of the DC Universe. And I imagine he sounds something like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
probably not.
Okay.
So first, because, you know, this is the same world as Shazam where everything's doing their own separate world. We have plans for our own version. We're starting to craft a DC universe there around Black Adam, Shazam, and so forth. And the plans for the characters we have that are going to be introduced and so forth. Because ultimately, we love the idea of a shared universe. I think the fans love the idea of a shared universe. They love seeing these characters interact, you know. Bah, 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 bah. So we have a very ambitious plan. How are we going to do that and orchestrate it and all that? It's in the works.
I think it was an excellent take.
If he doesn't sound like that, I'd be very disappointed.
I'd
be very disappointed.
That was exhausting. I apologize to Hiram. But that is huge to me. This is yet another strand of the DC that we're seeing sort of take shape now.
Yeah, I agree. Going to the JSA aspect of this, though, because let's stick on that for 1 second. What I like about hearing JSA, other than the fact that JSA, it means that we're going back. We're going back in time. We're getting another period piece. And I'm excited about that because Black Adam needs a little bit of splaining. We've got some splaining to do. And I think that if we were to pick up with Black Adam in 2019 or 2020, 2021, whatever year, present day, then it would be confusing. Where was he just now then? We need to go back, explain.
So how far do you think back this movie's going to take place? 100 years? 1,000 years? Mike, what would you think? If you're going to see some of these characters, these other DC characters, Golden Age or what have you.
1930s.
Yeah.
You think it's going to take place in the 20th century?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1,000 years.
Oh, yeah.
1,000 years is wild.
Now, if it was just like we talked about last week, Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
Right.
I'd say 1,000 years ago.
Okay.
But now that they're in it, they're the 20s, 30s.
Yep. That makes so much sense. I think that's brilliant.
The thing with, when you said 30s, 40s at first, the only problem with late 30s, early 40s, obviously World War II, we're stepping on some of our other characters' toes. So we need to.
Whose toes?
Wonder Woman's.
That's World War I.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she'd be around during
this. She's 1918.
So she would be.
But then she's still in hiding for this.
We don't know.
We assume.
She could show up.
That's true. So World War II time, you think 30s, 40s, or you think 20s? Because 20s then, I guess, would be stepping on Wonder Woman's toes.
I'd say 30s, 40s.
I think so. World War II. So they're going to basically let...
I think. I don't know.
Dwayne Johnson build a corner of the DC universe with, like, Golden Age characters, like around Black
Adam
and Shazam.
But I think it's funny. It's interesting to say the corner of the DC universe because it's linear. Corner to me would be like adjacent.
I guess when I say corner, linear. I mean like not involving Batman or Superman.
But if they
Aquaman.
Do linear, it doesn't need to.
They keep using that word linear, which is kind of confusing me a little bit as to what they mean by that.
What do you mean?
They keep saying that this is the word linear that you just used.
Yeah.
They keep saying.
They use it?
Yeah, they've used a couple of times now. It's linear.
Oh, I think that's what it means. I think like because here we're at this timeline and then down here is Matt Reeves' Batman and. That's all. Wonder Woman 84 is this in this period, and then Batman's after that, and then.
But all they mean is same universe, different year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Whereas I hear corner, that seems like a pocket that hey, we're off on the side, coexisting the same time, but we're not going to connect yet right away.
Hmm.
When I say corner,
I could be completely wrong. I have no idea.
So what characters do you think you're going to see in Black Adam?
Dr. Fate, absolutely.
Okay, that's what people have been calling for a couple of weeks. Who else?
You guys let us know in the chat, by the way. I would love to hear your thoughts.
Jay Garrick will be in there, I think.
So Jay Garrick Flash. Okay. And does that mean Alan Scott, you think?
You do think we're going to get a Jay Garrick?
I don't think we'll get an Alan Scott because his Green Lantern doesn't fit with the core. He's never part of the core. He's not a core member. He found a lantern on the train, and it was like, you know, his ring can't affect wood, and it's a weird...
So wait, in old JSA comics, there's never an Alan Scott?
There is an Alan Scott, but I...
But I mean, like, as part of JSA, or...?
Yeah, he was always there.
Couple comments going on in the chat right
now.
Yash says, I'm confused on the timeline, to be honest. Meth CR says multiverse. Seattle KO says Citizen Steel. Black Bantha says the other Sandman.
Yeah, the other Sandman is a JSA guy.
Xenoara says Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
Yeah.
Seattle KO says Minuteman. Yeah. Super Shanko says
Stargirl is totally
Casey says Stargirl. I don't know about that, though. Hourman coming from Thunder God, Cairo 770. Wildcat from Black Bantha.
Wildcat.
Amit Sharma has a good one. Green Lantern of some sorts. Like, there's an opportunity to not do an Alan Scott, but, like, have... You could throw a lantern in this movie.
But Beth says Green Lantern Earth 2. So you want it to be same
Earth? I don't see a lantern popping up.
Lantern.
In this movie?
Green Lantern Earth 2, says Messier.
That's Alan Scott.
That's Alan Scott, yeah.
I don't see that happening.
You don't see lantern energy in this film? I feel like that's the kind of thing.
But he does
metal.
I get you.
That's the kind of metal to go against Black Adam.
I agree.
Because, like, at some point, people are going to be against Black Adam, and I want to see, like, Black Adam at, like...
Full strength.
I mean, does he really have, like, almost Superman-level strength?
Unless they depower him a little bit, because, I mean, what I hope they're doing is I hope they're using the origin that established in Shazam, where they were given the power to one who wasn't worthy. We see Black Adam in Shazam.
It's in that world. I mean, this is it.
And seeing maybe the power level of Shazam, he's not, you know.
Right. You can't make him just God. I mean, that becomes uninteresting. It becomes uninteresting. And when a guy already looks like God, did you see? Dwayne Johnson is, like, bigger than he's ever been.
Yeah,
the
guy,
he keeps growing out.
When I see old pictures of The Rock, like, when he did, like, the rundown and stuff, like, early 2000s, I'm like, look at this little guy. Look at this little fella. Yeah. I can be him.
I was, like, almost shocked.
And I see The Rock now, I'm like, Jesus,
Robert
God.
Gary says Max Mercury. Don Johnson says, Sour Patch Kid Man.
Okay.
Oh, no.
We have confirmation.
We have some breaking news on the show.
From our producer, Ryan Nelson. Go ahead, Ryan.
Matt Reeves just tweeted out a Batman emoji with saying hashtag Carmen Falcone.
Hold on,
I'm trying to hear what?
Carmine Falcone with the star John Turturro.
Oh!
Little gif saying, you said it, man.
Nobody. That's how he announces his cast.
Out via Twitter.
Yep, that's it.
You said it, man.
Wow, I'm so Turturro. Blind. Jesus. I cannot see this emoji to save my life.
Yes, say Seuss.
Jesus from The Big Lebowski.
This is 30 minutes ago. 30 minutes ago.
So that's Rob. Falcone.
All right.
Carmine Falcone. Look at that.
That is exciting.
You say Falcone, too, don't you?
Well, I see people say Falcone.
They say Falcone. They said Batman Begins, but Falcone. It's Falcone.
I say Falcone, too.
It's Falcone.
Gotham said Falcone.
But on Batman Begins, it's Falcone.
I think, I probably heard it most recently on Gotham,
but
too.
But I think because Batman Begins is all English cast.
You're right, they do say Falcone.
They say Falcone.
The Falcone crime. And it does sound kind of cool.
It sounds weird.
Falcone does sound
kind of
cool.
It's Falcone. It's not Ice Cream Coney.
Ivan Soto in the chat right now says, I don't see Turturro as Carmine Falcone. I just don't. What do you guys think about that?
I think
of
you're a crazy person.
Absolutely, that's the most insane.
That was meant to just rile us up.
Wasn't he in Miller's Crossing?
I will not be trolled by that person.
He's in Miller's Crossing, isn't he? Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, he's in everything. He's one of the greatest actors who's ever walked the planet Earth.
I will say this.
I'll step into the ring with anyone to say that John Turturro can play Carmine Falcone.
I hope fans, because a lot of our audience probably does know him from the Transformers films, and that is probably a franchise that he wanted to go and just mess around and have fun and make money and have fun. So I don't judge him on that. Watch every other film that he's ever done. I think he's perfect.
What was that miniseries about the prison? The kid that went to prison, Night of.
I do see him more as Albert Falcone.
Excellent.
What's that?
I see him more as Albert Falcone, though.
Oh.
The glasses, the skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also a younger
But you know, everything is going to look differently. Yeah, like, it's all we have different. Like Colin Farrell being talked about as the Penguin. You know, it's a topsy-turvy world.
Thanks, Ryan, for that.
My thing is, I'm just over people getting upset about a thing not being what they expected.
Instantly. Instantly, it's like
don't you understand that if you get what you expected and you could say that was exactly as I thought it would be complete and utter failure? Don't you understand that kind of artistic endeavor would just be a failure?
Is what you're about to ask moving us on to other DC movie news topics? Because we only have 30 minutes left.
Oh, my God.
A ton of news to get to.
Okay. So anything else we want to say on Black Adam?
That I hope that Kevin Hart actually makes an appearance. That would be hysterical.
It would seem crazy that he wouldn't, because you know there's going to be humor in this film. It isn't the same world as Shazam. It's not going to be totally grim dark. It's still The Rock. It's still Dwayne Johnson. So I think, okay, so another thing that was really big this week was the fact that there was a report of a meeting that Todd Phillips had post-Joker success about future sequels and other things. And it's been since amended, and then Deadline said that didn't happen,
so,
and then Todd Phillips said some other stuff.
THR was the one who initially announced that there is going to be a Joker sequel, and not only that, but that Todd Phillips was working on all different DC origin stories. That was reported by a Hollywood Reporter. Very shortly after, Deadline came out and said, huh? That's not true. That's blatantly not what's happening. And then Variety came and said the same thing that Deadline did.
Right.
There was a ton of back and forth until Todd Phillips the next day was like, I can speak on this, sir, ma'am, and kind of corrected the story. But I still am confused on whether or not we're going to see a Joker sequel.
This is the thing to talk about now. So, obviously, he said nothing makes $1 billion and you don't talk about making a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
There was no question. Now, he did say it was a one-and-done film. But they always said since the beginning that they've always been joking about a sequel. Like, they were saying that before the movie came out. They were teasing the idea of a sequel. Mm-hmm. We all know that. We've talked about it on the show. If it's true that Todd Phillips, and I know this is like, whatever, it's money, but if it's true that he deferred payment and this reported payday of $100 million is true, Todd Phillips doesn't have to go make a Joker sequel, because I can't see why he would need to unless he really wanted to do that as his next film. It would seem like you could literally do whatever you want to do and probably finance it yourself.
Yeah, this was an interesting part of the interview as well. This was coming from IndieWire and an interview with Todd Phillips. Mike, I want to get your thoughts on this one. Adam, you too. He said, quote, when I pitched them Joker, it wasn't a movie. It was, let's do a whole label. They shut that down quickly, and I get it. Who am I to walk in and start a label at a film studio? But they said, let's do this one. Now, do you guys think that he is trying to retroactively have that be a part of a brand new label of origin stories, of villains, of darker movies, anything like that? Mike?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I think he wanted the black label. That's what they were talking about early on.
And but what do you think now? What do you think will happen next? If you had to go into your
I'm so
ball.
Confused in this story over 3 days now. My head is done with this story. It's like, I'm like.
You want news.
It doesn't matter to me. It's like this point. It's like, just. It seemed like everyone wanted a scoop. Everyone wanted that click button bull BS that we all see and deal with. And here he's coming. He's like, I think we're going to get a Joker sequel. I think we're not going to have it attached to Batman. I don't think there's going to be any Batman. Yeah. I think it should be the Joker. Go for it.
Adam, what are you thinking?
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, I mean, it really sounds like he doesn't say that they're not doing a Joker movie, but it sounds like there's no official script that's been greenlit. It sounds like they haven't been hired officially. But let's be honest. If he wants to do it, he'll do it. If he doesn't, he won't. And I don't think WB is stupid enough to make a Joker 2 without the original people.
Hopefully.
I saw some people in the chat role saying that they don't want to say anything about Joker 2 until Joaquin takes home that little statue, which I'm sure he's going to be nominated, but I do think it's kind of a long shot that he wins for it. But I guess, I mean, not a total long shot. I mean,
I don't think it's a long
shot,
because I haven't heard of anything striking out that he's in contention against, any actor that's been out there yet.
I want to shoot down Willem Dafoe. I'm in the big in the Willem
Dafoe.
For the
Lighthouse?
It's so good. It's honestly just him being
his. You just want for his body, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that too. I mean, definitely.
You want his body.
But also the way they shot that thing, like, you know. I don't know if it's a great movie, but it's a great performance. Anyway.
Another interesting part about this, like you said, he said, well, a movie doesn't make $1 billion and they don't talk about a sequel. But then later on he does talk about, but the THR article was referring to other things than that were just frankly untrue. So it sounds like THR pulled the trigger on something that they were not supposed to
pull. Yeah, you're right. Mike's right. They wanted to get a scoop. Anyway, speaking of scoops and rumors, okay, this started out as a whisper, as a rumor. We've been hearing about it since the release of the shockingly lowest grossing of the DC films. The thing that I just don't even understand how it accidentally happened that way. It's crazy. But the film won't go away. And there has been this movement to release the Snyder Cut, so much so that I think, has the whole cast gone on record?
I have not seen Ezra Miller say anything about this, and I have not in recent times seen Henry
Follow
Cavill.
Who's
Henry Cavill's never said anything. Henry Cavill, people were jumping on him. Why isn't Cavill saying anything?
So who has said it?
Ezra said earlier.
Fisher said something. Ben Affleck.
Friend of the show.
Ben Affleck said something. Gal Gadot said something. Right. Junkie XL said something. Diane Nelson said something.
Momoa
said something.
Okay.
Obviously, Snyder himself has said many a things. And that's where we're at right now.
That's just the big names. Like Jay Olivia is his storyboard artist.
Okay, so many things to unpack here, and this is Ryan. We got to hear you chime in because I know you wrote an article about this.
I did,
but you know, this started as a thing. I mean, how are we here? How are we even like talking about this as a real thing?
This is so unprecedented on so many levels. I think you know we've reported on this all year. Snyder's been releasing photos all year, and it wasn't until last month, I think early October, when Jason Momoa actually said he saw a cut and was showing photos of him hanging out with Zack Snyder that I think people were starting to really take it seriously, as well as, and I have this article on the Popcorn Talk website, popcorntalknetwork.com. I go into detail on the fact that a lot of people are pulling behind Snyder because of the awareness to suicide and mental health. And I really do think, there I am. And I really do think that that is something that people aren't really taking as serious as they should. There's a lot of groups that are backing the Snyder Cut, and I think that's raising WB's eye a little. Also, they're at a space where Joker just made $1 billion. I don't know if they're as invested as they were in maintaining this universe as they were a year ago. And now they're starting to branch off. We're hearing about JSA, all this other stuff. So why not put it on HBO Max?
I totally hear you, Ryan, and I don't disagree with anything you just said. However, when we're talking about people aren't taking it seriously, it seems to be a small movement on the internet that feels like if you are against the release of the Snyder Cut, you're against suicide prevention and awareness, which I think that the two things have nothing to do with each other. I appreciate what the Snyder Cut supporters have done for suicide prevention awareness and put their money where their mouths are, raising a ton of money for it. But I think some people just separate it creatively and don't want to see this Snyder Cut for some reason. And that's their prerogative.
It's a great point. I think, they're definitely not. It's not like if you don't support one, you don't support the other.
Yeah.
For sure. But I definitely think that the people who are supporting it from that, that's where I think this is really getting a ton of movement. And now, even if they don't get the film released, the movement has succeeded in that the stars have addressed it. I remember on Sunday, we were all freaking out. The fact that they got Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot, Ray Fisher, Diane Nelson, like all these people, it's so shocking.
And Diane Nelson is still the head of DC Entertainment?
No, she's out.
She's out. So she's not.
And that's why she's like, she doesn't need to protect herself.
Okay, so that's an interesting thing. If she was currently had that job, that's a different story.
But you guys saw that back and forth that she had with the person who asked if she would post about it. It was the
with her assistant
messaging.
Or something? Was it something like that? Am I allowed to do this?
Yeah, can I
like
post
that?
This? And she was like, if Snyder wants this, I want this for him.
Did you see, it came out either last night or this morning, someone said that when Whedon came on, there were 80 additional pages.
Yes, I saw that.
Added
it's
to
a
the
totally
script.
Different movie.
It is.
It's a totally different movie.
I guess I should say this. My only thing
with
is
the same
there's a lot of people that are bitching about this. Like, shut up. Snyder, go stick your head in the sand. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, you know what? Don't go watch it. If this movie gets released, I remember for years, who the heck out there was clamoring for the Donner cut of Superman 2?
Okay, so I'm glad you brought that
no
up.
No one.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's the most other precedent, right?
Yeah.
Like 20 years after.
Almost 30 years later they released that thing.
Years,
and
right?
It wasn't nearly as completed as the Snyder cut was.
This would
I
be.
Mean, you watch that Donner cut and you're like, okay, that's Marlon Brando and some kind of weird greeny thing. This doesn't work. I watch the Lester cut whenever I go back to Superman 2. I still own the Donner cut, but I don't ever watch it.
Well, but yes, but the Donner cut is not like he did it, but they didn't go back and like I feel like there's a lot more. Like you said, like
you watch it in your Donner cut, you're like, Jesus, where the heck did that cellophane S come from? And I was like, Donner didn't add that. That was Lester. So with Snyder, it's like we know what Whedon added. We know what Snyder did. There's scenes where you see Affleck's hair change.
It looks visually like such a different film, too. Like, all the shots.
Just give it. Just let him get it. The people that love it will watch it. We're not thinking it's like, finally the car's correcting. We're going to go back to that. No, it's done. That Snyder stuff is done.
The Superman and the giant... with the giant hand over him, and some like he hasn't risen yet, or something like that.
I don't remember that.
There's one of the images that were released, and it was
For the Snyder Cut.
Released this week. It was like he's in
a
giant.
He has risen.
So that made me think, like, you know what? I really do want to see. The one thing I want to see more than anything is how Zack Snyder intended the resurrection to happen.
And the thing to remember is this is not Zack Snyder, the Snyder Cut, is not the 5-film. Justice League that he was going to do. Remember that whole talk?
Right.
This is once WB is like, we messed up. Justice League's got to be 2 films now. You know, that was the course correct. So this is not that massive plan he had. This is the streamlined version. Still different, but streamlined.
Let's add to one part of this story. One additional thing that's happening right now HBO Max is liking the accounts that are posting about the Snyder Cut.
How do you guys think about that? Like, whenever you see an actor or director post, like, they liked an actor's comment, like, he's going to cast him because he liked this thing. I don't buy that.
HBO Max is liking many different hashtag release the Snyder Cut. Not from these people. Not from the huge stars. From random people.
I did not know that.
But Roxy,
there he is. He has yet to rise.
But
that's the one that got me on the side of the Snyder Cut.
You are a social media maven, Roxy. You understand these people, the IG account of HBO or HBO Max is probably not anyone that has any remotely say in, like, there's always a social media department
company,
you know?
What I believe, I believe that the Snyder Cut is going to be released on HBO Max. And I think that HBO Max would not, without permission, be liking this.
Okay. All right.
That's a good point. Listen, that is definitely a point. And I wondered if all these big names that started to like it, I thought it maybe if they were planning on doing this, if I were Time Warner, Warner Brothers, WB, what have you, I'd be like, hey, listen, it's okay for you guys to start doing this if you want to do this. It's something we're thinking about doing. This is like sort of the fake-ass viral beginning of that campaign as we're like softening them up the positions. And it's risen the ranks. Or maybe they're doing it rogue, you know, and maybe they're really trying to force this thing to happen.
Every scene with Cavill will without be CGI mustache because this is – all that CGI stuff happened because they had to reshoot everything.
Man,
they really did
Superman dirty in the last couple of films, man.
See the scenes in him at the end that's like, it's really good when he finally showed up.
Listen, when he's there, it's there. And the scene when he rises, that was actually part of it.
His resurrection was great.
That was a good scene.
Forgot to say, when you're talking about the actors that have posted, Joe Manganiello as well, hashtag released the Snyder Cut with images of Deathstroke. Which is pretty cool also, if you guys want to check that out on his Instagram.
Well, he's also one of the guys potentially out of a job, too, if that doesn't happen. It's like all this work.
He's not coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, listen.
Nope.
I feel like there's a good chance it would happen. I wonder, and they would probably spend some money to put it together, and they would probably let Zach do it. I think that's the big thing, is like they would spend $2 million and do it as good as they can. Oh. They're not going to stitch it together. They would do it with Zach, I think.
Yeah.
It would make them money.
Someone made a good point, and I do see this point. By WB greenlighting this and allowing him to do this, they would have to admit that they made a mistake.
Okay, but
that's the problem. We wouldn't have to know that. But I think as a company, I think it's an ego thing. It's like, if we do this, we give it to them. It's like, we know we messed up.
I understand that point of view. And I guess, would you say that the difference between that and the Donner Cut is the 30 years?
Yeah.
It's just that much time?
But what about Disney rehiring Gunn?
But I think on the other side, it's like, we learned our lesson. We let filmmakers make the films they want to make, and we just made $2 billion films.
Because,
so it's like,
okay, because Mike, you know, here's the point. A lot of people don't like Zack Snyder's films, but he has a lot of hardcore fans.
Yeah,
and we've been
hearing
from them. Okay, you're one of them.
I'm one of them.
So when they did this to Justice League, not only did you alienate his fans,
yeah.
You also made something that nobody really else wanted to show up to or revisit, despite the fact that when we saw it at first, it was like, okay, there are a few good scenes, you know, but it doesn't add up to much.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting? Sorry, Rox.
I was just going to say, to add to the story again, you're not the only fan of Snyder. Definitely he has fans out there, and some of them are his colleagues. Josh Trank as well. He tweeted about a guy that knows about losing a film. But I loved this tweet because I thought that it was so, like, to the point. All right, comma, in all honesty, dot, 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 hashtag release the Snyder Cut. Just do it. Release the Snyder Cut, WB.
Who was that?
Josh Trank.
Oh, right, right, yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty great. You think
what Wino tweeted out?
I think that would be good because Joss Whedon comes off looking kind of like a tool. There's really a lot of hate against Whedon,
and I'm just like, it's not like he came in there and was like, hey, I want to do this. He's like, all right, you're in trouble here. I'll help out. I did the Avengers. I made $1 billion for them, or you know, got them going. But was like,
what do you think Whedon wants right now?
To do his own stuff and do
I'm saying in terms of the Snyder Cut.
Oh, I don't. It's so hard because it's not his movie. Well, it doesn't say his name on the film.
I think Whedon would be pro it. I think there's a world in which you definitely see Whedon get behind it. Of course he would. I gotta think that he appreciates filmmakers.
This would be a fascinating documentary. Like a 2-hour, get everyone to...
It's very fascinating.
It'll never happen because I want the dirt. I want... How it all happened.
Also, how Snyder left the project.
Yeah, it's all of that.
That's what I'm saying. That whole thing is very murky. When you talk about the dirt, how it looks and how things were said and what could have been done for pure PR, it gets a little gross.
Had his family situation not have happened, would he have left?
I mean, a lot of people say left is the word that we use, but fired is what actually happened.
Right, exactly.
Which is what I believe is what happened. And so it's a really garish usage of that thing. You know?
It's a crap.
Yeah. You know? Yes, yes, and yes. A lot of Snyder Cut talk still. I can't believe we are 2 years out from this film, and there's still this much Snyder Cut talk.
Okay, but we mentioned that we haven't heard from Mr. Cavill, who... By the way, also, speaking of looking bigger and better than ever, I can't believe that guy is fucking human. Oh, excuse me.
Pardon me.
5 second delay.
It's deserved.
I agree. Him doing all this Witcher press. Witcher coming out.
Looks really cool. I've been playing the game to kind of get into it. Yeah. Struggling through some Witcher. Oh, yeah.
So can I tell you guys exactly what he said to Men's Health when he was out there talking about The Witcher? He obviously asked about Superman because he's never not being asked about Superman. And this was his quote this week. Quote, "The cape is in the closet. It's still mine. I've not given up the role. There's a lot I have to give for Superman yet. A lot of storytelling to do. A lot of real, true depths to the honesty of the character I want to get into. I want to reflect the comic books. That's important to me. There's a lot of justice to be done for Superman. The status is, you'll see." Thoughts on that quote?
You'll see is interesting because you could say we'll see is the non-committal. Like the you'll see is what makes that interesting, implying that he knows.
I don't know. Like now looking back, we knew when Affleck came on stage and said, "I'll be an ape for Matt Reeves," we knew he was out at that point. All the storylines have led up. We knew he was done at that before then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cavill's different.
Yeah, we don't know, honestly.
It's not attached to directing. There's not been a film Superman's been in the talk of like, hey, so-and-so's writing this. Right. There is no Superman film currently in development that we know of.
Do you think is part of this also by him saying that he's got this huge show coming out and you want people to tune in and see the guy who is still Superman and not was Superman?
I don't know, because he's coming off of Mission Impossible.
And however, the next part of his quote was not as
there's a second part.
Not as thought out, I don't think. He just started talking a little bit about his assessment of the DC films thus far. He said, Man of Steel? A great starting point. If I were to go back, I don't think I'd change anything. Batman v Superman? Very much a Batman movie, and I think that Realm of Darkness is great for a Batman movie.
Yeah.
Justice League? It didn't work.
Oh, yeah. My assessment of the films is the same as Superman's. I will say that.
Here's what I think in terms of that last part, it didn't work. I think that he is not talking about artistically. I think he is just talking about... he's speaking in facts right now. This movie did not do what they wanted it to do. It did not work for the audience. It did not work financially the way they wanted it to. These other movies, he's speaking more about his opinion. This one's more just like, well, that one didn't work. I didn't think, because a lot of people are saying he was taking a shot at it. I don't think he was taking a shot at anything. I think he was just saying, this one I loved, this one was okay, this one didn't work.
No, he's being realistic. I mean, he doesn't have to sit there and be like, oh, no, it was awesome. People were wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, you're out there, you're in the world, you know what people think of the film, and he's basically agreeing with the consensus, and I happen to agree with his assessment, and what he was remembered from in Justice League is a digital mustache more than anything else. That was the bigger story than the entire movie.
100% right.
This poor guy, this poor, most beautiful man ever, he's like, I just want to be Superman. Can I not be a proper Superman now? I'll talk like I'm from Kansas and all that. I just think
take J.J. Abrams, let them make a Superman movie with Brainiac, no Lex Luthor in it. Don't talk about
Henry
Lex Luthor
Cavill?
At all. Yeah, Henry Cavill, J.J. Abrams, Superman, just go. Let them do it. You're golden.
What's up
the
with
audience
what's up
wants,
with J.J. Abrams?
So what do you guys think?
His sensibility to me, he just fits Superman.
His
Mission Impossible, his Star Trek, Awakens.
Two other directors that you think would be right for Man of Steel 2.
Matthew Vaughn.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Not Guillermo del Toro. He's a little too weird.
So got his heart set on JJ.
JJ, Matthew Vaughn, anybody you think would be great for a Man of Steel 2? Ryan, I'm coming in next.
Catherine Bigelow. Director of Point Break. Yeah. Hurt Locker. She's got a different sensibility that
I'd like.
What
do you think?
Oh, you know, I guess I got Noah Hawley on the brain. I don't know if he'd be the right guy or not, but...
A little busy with the Star Treks, but yeah.
I guess he makes more sense than Star Trek. He's a little bit more heady. Legion is more heady than that. I've been hoping for the JJ thing, too. I know it is the very obvious thing.
But he just has that sensibility. He just has the popcorn film, but you also have heart in his films. I think it's a perfect fit.
Let's talk about the chat. Eli, the creative, says Spielberg. Eon001 says McQuarrie. Thunder God Cairo says Brad Bird or Travis Knight. Mm-hmm. Yash says
McQuarrie
Edgar
is a great
Wright.
One. McQuarrie.
Garth McMurray says Patty Jenkins. Any thoughts on any of
McQuarrie.
These?
McQuarrie. That's where he even talked with Cavill. He was like, they had an idea.
Well, they did, but so apparently those
Justin
were pitched. Lin that
from
was pitched and it didn't happen. Like,
Ryan, any top pick for Man of Steel 2?
Totally. Right off the top of my head, Stephen Kibble Jr. did Creed 2. Deborah Chow just did The Mandalorian last night. I'm just on a high of Deborah Chow right now.
Yeah. That was good. That episode looked gorgeous.
And she's doing all of the Obi-Wan series, too.
Just an awesome pick right there. And then maybe a final one. Director of Annihilation, I'm blanking. Oh,
Alex Garland.
How do you guys feel about Xenoir Hour saying Jon Favreau?
That seems to be his color, too. I mean, because you're thinking of that bright, crispy color
Wars. That's what I'm saying. It's the Abrams.
Honestly,
slaps me in the face.
Are you enjoying The Mandalorian?
I'm two episodes in.
Okay.
If you want more coverage on Mandalorian, I know it's across the aisle from us, but Ryan Nelson covers it for AfterBuzz TV, and it's effing awesome.
You do, Ryan?
God bless you for that plug. Thank you.
It's so good. They do an excellent after show.
That means a lot.
It's good. It's good. You're right. No, Favreau would be the right guy. But it just seems so close with JJ moving his production deal to WB. But there was a quote. Did you see the quote? Like, he was apparently asked about it, and he said, we haven't talked about it yet.
Yeah.
Which I find hard to believe.
I find that hard to believe as well.
That it wasn't mentioned.
I get the people's frustration with, like, it's their big gun. You're not doing it. But on the other hand, I look at it as, like, you know what? 10 years ago, Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, weren't Marvel's big guns. They were working with their B and C list characters. And I think DC is Black Adam.
Superman has had a drought from being a smashing, rounding success in theaters.
A long time.
It's
kind of
like
totally.
It's kind of like
he's bigger on the
Superman
TV show
Returns
right now.
Is not a huge hit. Man of Steel
that's,
is
like,
big.
That's what we talk about that. We talk about Superman Returns was not big. I remember it came out. I loved it, but didn't do well. Like, but now people see him in that outfit. They're going ape like. Time for me with people
he
and
does
nerddom,
look
it just
great in the outfit.
It's
I will
weird
say Brandon Routh looks better in that outfit today than he did look
it's weird.
Returns.
It's weird.
I have to rewind for a second, though. Rewinding for a second, I need from you guys a yes or a no.
Oh,
yes
geez.
Or no. Will we see Henry Cavill as Superman again?
No.
No.
Ryan?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you think, I will say this, though.
No.
If The Witcher is a smash.
No.
You don't think
Mission Impossible was his big thing.
But I'm saying if he becomes like huge on Netflix, if The Witcher
he's not huge, he's Henry Cavill. Everyone there's nothing that's gonna push him further in people's minds. He is Superman to everyone. We know this.
Let me know in the comments.
That Witcher is such
guys.
A small like
In the live chat right now or later on, just so you guys know, we are live every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific time on the Popcorn Talk Network, YouTube, on iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you are. Let us know what you're thinking. Will we see Henry Cavill wear the cape again?
Eli the Creative, you said bigger S. Is that why Brandon Routh? Yeah, that's why he looks better in the suit. It's a better looking outfit. The
can
bigger
I,
S is a big deal.
Can
that's
I tell you guys
was,
right now?
And it was like...
Tell us, Rox.
The live chat is a resounding yes.
No, I see no's in there.
There's some no's, but
that's not resounding.
Isn't that it? Like when there's
resounding is
majority?
Like there's resounding is there are no no's. It's all yes. That's resounding.
Oh, really? I thought that was unanimous.
That's true. It's too same. It's like a thesaurus.
I'm seeing
word.
A lot of no's.
I see a lot of
no's.
Guys, you know me. Ask me this 6 months ago, and I would have said yes. I've seen WB and what they've shifted on and how the shift has happened. I'm, not as blinded anymore.
I just don't know if they're going to go to the bat with it. But it would be interesting, like, in a world where...
But the audience,
if they release the Snyder Cut and it does great, and The Witcher does great, and everybody's super hot
but
on
here's
Henry
the thing.
Cavill.
No one, and no one, I don't think anyone says, no, we want to recast him. No one's done that. They love him in the role.
Yeah.
They just want the role to shine.
I also... Again, maybe the relationship between Snyder and WB is softening, and that could potentially lead to Cavill being cast again, because anything that uses Cavill, Snyder is a producer in.
And people feel that that's...
Exactly, that they wanted to sever that relationship.
Right.
So if they really do release a Snyder cut, that means that they're mending fences.
What's been kind of wild is, if you think about the fact that we've talked on the show, Batman's gone, Superman's gone, they both have left, we don't know if Ezra Miller's here anymore, but... We could have written that, and that could not be true. This could be more similar to an MCU situation than we think, where they could just take the Hulk, a.k.a. Batman, and recast him, and we could stick with all of the other same actors moving forward. Is there a shot that we recast Ben Affleck, whether it is Robert Pattinson or not? I don't know if he's in our universe or not. And we move forward with the DCEU the way that the MCU did with Ruffalo.
We're going to see Pattinson and Godot together eventually.
So he is the recasting. Do you think that we might just be moving forward
you think
with
so?
One recasting?
Oh, really? We'll see Pattinson and Gal eventually together.
I wouldn't bet on that.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't bet on that.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Oh, so you're saying his Batman stuff is never going to cross over with Aquaman,
I don't know
Shazam.
If Godot, though. I don't know. I think eventually they'll recast Godot.
No.
Not
till she's done with the role.
What, when she's like...
Not till she's in Evans or Donnie Jr. where they're like, I'm done, I'm out.
I know that we
It doesn't
do.
Fit the story anymore.
I know
nope,
we
she
do.
Is there. No, she is... Her and Momoa, they're not going anywhere.
I know we do have to move on, but quick shout out to Eli the Creative in the Super Chat. We appreciate that. It says, Zach can talk to WB and adjust the timeline. I don't know if that's happening, but what I do know
is
Adam...
So you're saying making it canon? Is that what you're saying? Like, you're saying, like, if you make the Snyder Cut canon,
yeah.
Do you then just kind of move forward?
Because, I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know,
but
guys.
I don't know.
I don't think they're reversing the whole plan about reversing the whole plan based on just releasing the Snyder Cut.
Ooh, another Super Chat from Vince Rinaldi who just says, Snyder Cut! Totally.
Well said,
appreciate
sir.
You guys.
Well said. Bring it back around.
Adam... Are you ready to get to my favorite time, or are you not?
Yes,
I gave a segue earlier, but it just didn't work. It was too early.
It was
about the Brandon Routh, and I talked about
it.
It was a bad one.
It was good, but it was... King of Sex.
What, you teased that we were going to the time too soon?
No, I was going to try and move us into TV time, but I know we still were talking. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. You're the best.
Not really.
What's wrong?
No, nothing.
You want to talk about it?
I'm fine.
All right. Aww. Let's get into TV time right now because...
Yeah, Adam, Roxy.
In a week where we had so much crazy news, right before we went up, the thing that you and I were talking about the most is what's happening with Stargirl right now. This is wild.
This is wild stuff.
So we heard rumors about this really wild, months ago. People were saying it is weird wild. Now it's looking like Stargirl is going to be on DC Universe one day, and then the very next day it's going to be on CW.
That's great.
And it still has that crazy stacked cast. And
so what it is right now is it's dropping on DCU, and it DC Universe, the day before it drops on CW, and then later it will be on the CW app. So once it's on the CW app, it will be there for free, and you can get the most recent 4 episodes of any CW show on CW's app.
Huh.
But a day earlier on DC Universe. And also, she will be premiering in the Crisis crossover.
Oh.
The character will be.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay. All right. Well, that makes
a little
cross
promotion.
Is this a Berlanti series as well?
Yeah. I think anything DC is Berlanti.
No. Yes, well, much. Watchmen's not.
Watchmen's not.
Well, that's... But that's DC adjacent, I call it.
But all the DC Universe stuff is brilliant. Preacher's except Swamp Thing. Yet. I don't think Swamp Thing was.
Vertigo's not.
He's got to have a producer credit on that.
I don't think so.
No?
No, because that was
Okay. All right. I could be wrong. I've been wrong plenty of times before.
Good for you for admitting that.
You know, I think this is a great thing. I think DC realized the app launch... I don't think they had anything else except the DC app ready to go. Like HBO... What was going to happen with that was it could all be looped together, but they wanted to get out the gate first for everybody because they had these shows. You can't say they didn't have content because for me, a lot of the times, yes, I know Disney's got their whole library, but you've only got The Mandalorian on there. For me, is what I would want.
That's so all I've been watching.
Yeah, it's like I haven't watched anything else.
But you know, it's going to be the home for all this crazy
stuff.
That's what
I'm saying.
So, yeah.
So
I watched Lady in the Tramp.
It's like,
kind of lovely.
Like,
I'm waiting to
like,
watch
with
that,
this, like Mandalorian ends at what? It's going to be over in December. It's going to be a year before I see anything that I've wanted on the app, which is the Winter Soldier show, which is next fall.
Yeah,
so like I'm going to have a year where I'm not really going to use the app.
Well, maybe you should watch the Jeff Goldblum show. No.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, so DC, it was a weird launch. It's still not on certain players that people are wanting. But now the streaming wars are in full effect. We're getting there. HBO is getting ready to go with something. WB, what they're talking about with their library is going to be massive.
But talking about Stargirl specifically right now,
right.
What I took from this more is about the tone. Obviously, if this can show on CW, then we are speaking very different than the DC Universe tone we've seen so far.
So what I wanted to ask you, actually, was do you think that they had to adjust the content at all? Do you think it was
edited for television type stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because like...
Oh, you think we'll see a different episode on DC?
No, not a different episode. When stuff is edited for television, like there's certain movies that are edited, like Superman the movie, when that's
plays...
Yeah, but
I'm saying, do you think we'll see a different final cut on CW than we see on DCU?
I think you'll get a little shortened scenes. You might get some swear words edited out.
I would like...
You might get a little, little back butt stuff edited out so you don't see.
Roxy brought up a really good point that I thought... If it would have any value as a DC Universe member, and I love the app, if it had the tone, where maybe it just naturally had a Berlanti tone, and it was not going to. But if it was like Titans, which is also Berlanti, but a totally different tone, and obviously with the swear words and the partial nudity and the some sensuality and all that. I'd be wondering. Like, it would be worth it for me if I got to see the not restricted one, but I also don't find it likely that they're going to do 2 edits for a weekly show like that.
We're talking about a high school show, so we probably... I mean, we do see that on Euphoria.
Exactly. How do high school kids talk? They don't talk like they do on CW. That's dang true.
I get you.
That's true. That's definitely true, but it wasn't the only TV news that we had this week, guys. We got new Crisis photos. Let's check some of those out. We got 3 new Clarks, 2 Supes, and a Bruce.
Yes.
Did they what?
Did they do something to Kevin Conroy?
What do you mean? Did they do something to Kevin Conroy?
Oh, because
he looks younger.
Really, he looks younger.
He does
like a de-aging.
When you see he's an older guy.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's a good makeup.
I think that's what I'm saying. Like when you see TV actors, like, oh, that's a great makeup team.
I hear what you're saying. I've seen Kevin Conroy recently.
Me too.
He does look a little gorgeous in that picture.
That's what I'm saying. And I think in real life he looks more of the grizzled older Bruce Wayne. So when I saw this, I'm like. He's kind of old. He's kind of younger now.
Okay, so he appears to be a Kingdom Come Bruce.
Right.
And what is he wearing there?
Exoskeleton.
Mike? Okay, well, why?
A good friend, Andy Poon of the show, the designer for the CW, he designed this armor. You know, he has not shown me it. I've begged him to show me the full suit. He will not do it because he works for the show.
Awesome.
But he got to design that. We talked about this back at Comic-Con. But like, he just looks young there to me. And I'm normally in person, I was like, you'd be a great older Bruce Wayne. But now I'm like, you really prettied up, really young looking there, buddy. So it strikes me as weird, him.
Yeah.
It's just as weird.
Okay, that's a fair assessment.
But
that's
again, it's a TV makeup show, and the makeup artists, you know.
I like seeing Supes in the mix.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that's the stacking, or is he just really short?
I think I met him in person. I think he's short.
When I saw it, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think he's really short.
You're talking about Tyler Hoechlin as Superman?
Yeah. It's
He's really short, but when he was standing next to Alexandra Daddario, she was definitely really tall looking.
Wow. But the colors and everything, seeing Flash with the two Kryptonians and Bat there, it looks great. And is that Adam? So is Brendan Routh playing Adam too?
I think so.
Okay,
it says that Tyler Hoechlin's height is 6 feet. I would say it's probably closer to like a 5'11", 5'10".
I'd not say that.
Yep. Anyway, moving forward, one last bit of TV news.
Did we look at that picture, though? That's...
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Do we get the Nightwing picture?
Oh, I don't know if we got a Nightwing picture, but
I saw a Nightwing picture.
They had a costume showing at the WB lot where they unveiled Nightwing's outfit.
Oh.
And it's in the final trailer. So the trailer for the final episode of season 2.
Yeah, I did see the trailer.
Okay, so they've officially...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's officially out there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful suit. It is a beautiful suit.
But we do, quickly before we go, Adam, I know what a big Swamp Thing fan you were.
Uh-huh.
And the writers were talking a little bit on how it was scrapped.
Oh, yeah.
Still
burns.
Salt on the wound there for the
staff. One of the biggest disappointments of 2019, if we were to do year-end wrap-ups, which maybe we'd do. Oh, look at that. Ryan's shining the green for us right now. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's that picture. Thanks, Ryan.
They were talking a little bit about season one, just with the beginning, middle, and end of it all, and they covered the full story over 10 episodes. This is from Doberman. And then he went on to say, the swamp is very much the kitchen sink of supernatural terror, and as you know, you can go in different subgenres of horror with that, and I was really looking forward to exploring that in season two, and getting into some of the more twisted horror tales from the later comics. It just would have gotten weirder. Sorry, that probably sounds right up your alley. For people who don't know the character, season one was telling people what Swamp Thing was all about, but season two was going to be more about getting into it, the deeper, twisted, weirder, and gross ideas.
Yeah, this is the one. This is like sort of my Snyder cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what's that?
Release Swamp Thing season two.
Oh my god! I just really I liked the tone of it. The DC Universe shows are just as silly as anything, but I like the tone of them. I like where they are all at. I like they're all just so much fun. Like I love Titans again.
Yeah,
we mentioned the finale. It's just so much fun. I love the time that they're telling a really comic book style story, and it has the tone of what I would imagine a Titans of today has. I just feel like it really nails it well.
Titans.
Yeah.
I'm a little behind. I'm a little behind.
I'm not behind. It's great.
We'll finally get
Roxy,
to see
Nightwing.
You're
not behind on any TV ever. You're on top. Top notch.
It's the nicest thing you ever said to me.
The amount of what you do, how busy you are, and you still cram all that TV is astounding.
You guys are both super busy. And before we leave, I just want to say I am so thankful for you guys and Ryan in the booth, as it will be post-Thanksgiving
next time.
We will be off for Thanksgiving week.
Right.
We'll be back the following week, but I'm very thankful for you guys as well. I'm thankful for the fact that we've been doing the show for 5 years now?
5 years.
It is 5, because I came on.
Almost 250 episodes, has it been?
Yeah, you guys started right for me.
I think we passed that at this point. I don't even know,
I think
though, actually.
We low-key passed it.
We did.
We blew right by it.
We'll do the 300. We'll do the 300.
The studio did a whole massive thing for Marvel.
I know.
But yes, thankful for you guys. Thankful for you guys at home. I'm everywhere at Roxy Stryer. So in case you're missing your fix of DC stuff over the holidays, just tweet at me and we can talk there.
Mike.
Yes, at Mike Kalinowski. Tweet at me that.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, it was a pleasure. We had a lot of fun today. We got real nerdy. And thanks, Ryan. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time on DC Movie News.
This was Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.